evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you live this Thursday night from Washington. I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to get home in time to make the program, folks. We're getting some bad weather here, just like the weather that cursed Round Rock, Texas yesterday. But needless to say, I am here with you. I have a few things I want to run by you, and then after the break, when I have some time, I'm going to tell you kind of what I think is an interesting story that leads into another story, which I mentioned somewhat last night in passing. I want to thank, incidentally, Barry, if you're out there listening. I want to thank you for having made it possible for Reverend Greg Dixon to come on the program to call in last night. He called. It was totally unexpected to me, but I'm glad he did call, and we moved him right up to the top and had a very interesting discussion with him about the events that led up to the U.S. government raid on the Indianapolis Baptist Church. So if any of you out there didn't hear the show last night, it's well worth checking out the archives. Incidentally, Reverend Dixon seems like a very nice fellow, very fine man, and I was really pleased to have him on the show and welcome him aboard here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, as I say, number of little items in the news today. They did a poll that shows that, and this is rather interesting, folks, you know, how the U.S. is viewed by foreign countries. Well, of course, you would expect a bad view of the United States among the Palestinians or the Pakistanis or the Chinese or even maybe the British. 42% of the British have an unfavorable opinion of the United States. But would you believe that 20% of the Israelis have a negative view of the United States? 20%. Two out of every 10 Israelis has an unfavorable opinion of the United States. Now, okay, you say, well, that means that 8 out of 10 have a favorable opinion of the United States. But folks, Israel isn't just any other country. Israel is Israel. Israel exists solely because of the welfare handouts of the United States. Israel has a national defense system solely because of the United States. What we have not given to Israel, they have stolen from us. Israel exists solely because of the United States, folks. Even Israel's weapons sales to Red China. Israel's weapons sales to Red China, that weapons program in Israel, that was possible because the United States patronized Israel. 2 out of 10 Israelis don't like the United States. Well, to hell with them, ladies and gentlemen. To hell with Israel. Okay, folks, we're going to a break. When we come back, a little more to talk about, and then we'll eventually get around to the phone. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press. I was down there at American Free Press today at their office here on Capitol Hill and kind of got a quick look at through the paper. Always a good paper to take a look at, folks. You should be subscribing. During regular business hours, you can call the American Free Press office at the 888 number. It's 888-699-NEWS. Pretty easy number to remember, 888-699-NEWS. Call in and ask them to send you a couple recent issues, and I think you'll find that it's the kind of paper you're going to want to subscribe to, folks. I highly recommend it. Well, I must tell you a funny little story. At least it's funny to me. It's kind of a small world story, just kind of one of those quirky little things. I have an old friend here on Capitol Hill, a very charming woman I've known for, I guess, what, 25, 26 years. And I've known this lady and I know her well. She knew the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby, for which I worked for many years. And she knows a lot of people in a lot of realms. She's worked for the CIA and the Library of Congress, and she speaks multiple languages. Very accomplished woman, very charming, very entertaining woman, and as I say, a fairly good friend of mine. Well, it turns out that this lady also happens to be friends through a circuitous realm with I wouldn't say very prominent, but vaguely influential Zionist who is pretty well known in Republican circles. Well, I don't want to name him, and I don't, because it just really doesn't make any difference one way or another, but he knows me, and I know him, and he knows that I know who he is. And consequently, we see each other quite a bit here on Capitol Hill and have for many, many years. And needless to say, he doesn't like me just for political reasons, and I don't like him for political reasons. If we didn't have the political differences, perhaps we'd be friends. Who knows? But in any case, I was standing in the street talking to my lady friend the other day, and all of a sudden this gentleman came along, and she started shouting at him that she wanted to introduce me. She said, "I want to introduce you to my husband. He's from Liberty Lobby." Well, I felt like I should extricate myself from the situation, so neither of us would have to be embarrassed, because I know he dreaded the thought of having to shake the hand of an evil anti-Semite, and frankly, I didn't really relish the thought of shaking the hand of his Zionist troublemaker. But I managed to extricate myself from the situation and quickly said, "Well, so-and-so, I've got to run." So I was a real gentleman there, ladies and gentlemen. I did something nice for once. For one of our Zionist friends, I made it possible for this Zionist person not to be embarrassed. What a nice fellow I am. course, I've told the story on this show that I once saw Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League here on Capitol Hill and went up to him and tried to introduce myself to him. And, of course, he fled in terror. I kind of took some pleasure in that, I have to tell you, folks. But be that as it may, just a little story means nothing. Maybe you were amused by it, maybe you weren't. If you weren't, too bad. Well, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to Washington and New York recently. One of the things he was doing in his visit to New York was encouraging state officials to divest state money from companies that are doing business with Iran. He also is demanding that criminal charges be filed against Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for speeches calling for an end to Israel. Well, of course, he didn't call for an end to Israel, as it's implied. He said that eventually the Israeli regime would collapse or would be dismantled. But the way Netanyahu and his allies have portrayed it, they suggest that that President Ahmadinejad is calling for war against Israel. Well, actually, perhaps we need war against Israel, folks, because Israel is determined to get us into another one of their wars, and I refer, of course, to this effort to get Ahmadinejad and the people of Iran. According to Washington Jewish Week's report on Netanyahu's visit here, that the noise that he's making, he says, Washington Jewish Week says, even if the measures do not force the Iranians to end their nuclear program, Netanyahu said, they help ready the public for the possibility of military confrontation. Netanyahu dreams of war, folks. You know, I've never completely understood the mindset of these warmongers. It's very interesting today because I just happened to be visiting with a friend of mine who's a retired admiral, and he was listening to President Bush apparently giving a speech or a press conference today. And I just want to tell you folks that this battle-tested military man, this retired admiral, was practically spitting as he listened to the president, because like most military people, he sees what a disaster this war in Iraq has been, a war that should not have been fought, a war that is not about to end anytime soon, and a war that Israel and its allies here in the United States are absolutely and totally 100% responsible for. So I say, no more wars for Israel. In fact, that's the name of a conference that's being organized for Columbus Day weekend in Southern California. Mark Glenn is playing a part in that, and I look forward to going there and speaking. There's going to be some other speakers lined up as well, so it'll be in Southern California, and we'll be giving you further details once we get closer to it. In the meantime, I should mention, if you're in Northern Idaho or the environs, I will be up there sometime here in the coming months, visiting with Mark Glenn and his family and with Pastor Dave Barley and America's Promise Ministries. There'll be some other speakers as well. So as we get the final details on that, I will certainly mention it here in the program. I hope if there are any listeners up there in Idaho and environs, that you'll come on over to the conference and say hello. Well, Vice President Dick Cheney has really been the subject of a lot of discussion here in the Washington Post. And you know, folks, I didn't quite realize it myself, but this is according to the Post, and of course you can't doubt the word of the Washington Post. Apparently Dick Cheney has assembled an incredible amount of power as Vice President of the United States during the last 6 years, more so than any other, perhaps more so, we would think, than any other vice president in history. He essentially has been acting as the president's chief of staff, which means he controls everything that's going on inside the White House. And why, of course, I find that significant, folks, is because of who Dick Cheney's actual chief of staff was. And that, of course, is I. Scooter Lewis Libby, or I. Lewis Scooter Libby, as his nickname is, this hardline Zionist. I had said for a long time that I suspected, I should say more recently, I've come to believe that Lewis Libby was, in fact, a guy who was running most of the criminal operations inside the White House, the Zionist operations inside the White House. And now we find out that, in fact, Dick Cheney has, in fact, been, the office of Dick Cheney has been, in effect, really running things inside the Bush administration. So then, to repeat myself, we look back and see who was running Dick Cheney's office, and we find that, in effect, perhaps Scooter Libby was running the country. Well, he probably won't be able to run the country from jail if he does go to jail. But as I've always said, even if he does go to jail, there's going to be a big, fat bank account waiting for him somewhere, probably right out of the personal funds of Vice President Dick Cheney. Scooter Libby, of course, is taking the fall for the vice president on this mini-scandal that erupted following the revelation of a formerly secret identity of a CIA undercover operative, Valerie Plame. So in any case, Scooter Libby was the man who's been running the country, essentially, for the last 6 years. And lo and behold, it looks like he's going to jail. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to a break very, very shortly. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking to you about a very interesting incident, actually two interesting incidents that I witnessed or was close to, involving a number of legal cases over the years, which demonstrate how judges can be influenced. These are some personal experiences, as I say, not involving me directly, but involving my former employer, Liberty Lobby, and my longtime associate, Willis Cardo. So these stories that I'm going to tell you, folks, will then segue into another story that I want to talk about involving what I believe to be a judge who was influenced behind the scenes, probably by the CIA and the Mossad, in a recent case involving a rather prominent writer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are, as I say, going to the break. I hope you'll stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper, a bit tired and worn, but very much alive, coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Michael Collins, Pfeiffer here. As I say, I'm going to tell you a couple little short stories that just show how things work in the legal system. Now, in the course of my employment with Liberty Lobby, especially during the final years, and for those of you who don't know, Liberty Lobby published a weekly newspaper called The Spotlight. Well, Liberty Lobby was bankrupted in a lawsuit brought at the instigation of a known CIA operative with Israeli Mossad connections, Andrew E. Allen of Mill Valley, California, shadowy millionaire with international connections. Andrew Allen is admitted under oath that he was involved in CIA operations that we do know were connected to the Mossad. In any case, he's the one who ultimately orchestrated the destruction of Liberty Lobby. Well, in the course of that series of lawsuits and counter-lawsuits that were filed during that time frame, I had occasion to do a radio interview in which I frankly stated, based upon some information that had been provided to me, that Zionist Senator Dianne Feinstein of California had illegally contacted the judge in one of those cases and encouraged the judge to rule against, not in this case, Liberty Lobby, but against Willis Cardo, the founder of Liberty Lobby, who was, of course, a central figure in the destruction, or I should say he was a central figure in the whole affair because his employees were corrupted by this Zionist operative, Andrew Allen. Well, I don't want to confuse you any further, folks, but needless to say, I went on the air and publicly accused the United States Senator of illegally trying to interfere in a judicial proceeding. What's very interesting, the crooks and the cronies and the CIA crowd on the opposition side went to that judge and petitioned the judge to level sanctions, I guess probably against me personally and certainly against Willis Cardo. But you know what? That judge refused to do so. Now, it would have been a golden opportunity to get Willis Cardo and could probably cause some trouble for me as well. But the judge didn't, folks. And I tell you why, at least why I believe the judge didn't, because if he were going to move for sanctions against Mr. Cardo, there would have had to have been a hearing on the matter. And the last thing that judge or Senator Feinstein or anybody wanted was to drag into the public arena, or at least into the legal arena, the fact that the legal system was being used and abused by the Zionists to achieve their ultimate end, which in fact was the destruction of Liberty Lobby and the evisceration of the Institute for Historical Review. Both things did in fact happen. The IHR is hardly more than a shell of what it once was. And of course, Liberty Lobby was destroyed. But in any case, they wanted to keep that quiet. In another case involving this matter, case came up to a Wednesday night before a Thanksgiving, and this was before another judge, and the judge was looking, and it was a case that was going to be decided by this judge, and the judge said in open court, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have Thanksgiving weekend coming up here, but when we come back on Monday, I'm going to issue a judgment, and I'll just say this much, it's pretty clear to me what's going on here. You folks," he said, pointing to the crooks and cronies who were moving against Mr. Cardo, he said, "You folks are a bunch of crooks." And he said, "I see what's going on here." So in other words, it was very, very clear that although the judge had not issued his ruling, he was going to issue a ruling in favor of Willis Cardo and against the Zionist crooks and cronies. You know what happened, folks? On Monday morning, that judge came in and ruled absolutely 100% against Willis Cardo. He ruled in favor of the people who on the previous Wednesday he said were a bunch of crooks whose motivations he could see right through. So what happened, folks, was that the enemy, the Zionists, the CIA, all the people who were involved in this plot to destroy the Institute for Historical Review from within and then destroy Liberty Lobby completely, folks, they let the case proceed as far as it could with the judge without intervening. And then at the last moment is when they got to the judge, whether they paid him off, whether they blackmailed him, whether they threatened him, I don't pretend to know. It could be a combination of things. But the fact is, he publicly called them crooks on a Wednesday, and by the following Monday ruled completely in favor of those he called the crooks. Well, I want to tell you something. That's not the first time that I saw that happen. I saw that happen in another legal case involving Liberty Lobby. It had proceeded very, very smoothly. And then at the last minute, after the judge had issued a written statement, which basically suggested the direction in which he was going, ruling in favor of Liberty Lobby, folks, when he finally issued his opinion just a few days later, the final opinion was a complete reversal of everything that he had written. I saw these things happen, folks. I'm telling you these things happen. You probably heard stories yourself like this. So the stage has been set for what I'm about to discuss when we come back. A corrupt judge, Cook County, Illinois. He helped a convicted criminal flee the country.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Folks, before the break, I told you several little stories about how I saw judges influenced in a number of cases involving my former longtime employer, Liberty Lobby. And I think we saw another example of just this happening in Cook County, Illinois, in the courtroom of Judge Hyman Riebman. Judge Hyman Riebman is a Jewish American. I don't know that he's a Zionist per se, but I do know that he was a judge who oversaw the trial of former American Free Press correspondent Christopher Boleyn, who inexplicably bolted from his loyalty to American Free Press and signed on with the infamous Eric Queen Esther Huffschmidt and Eric's collaborator Daryl Bradford Smith, much to the shock of many people. As a consequence of doing that, Christopher cut himself off from a very real organization with a capacity to raise money. We could have raised, and we did raise money for his defense, and we could have raised a lot more. But, you know, even the circumstances of his arrest now really suggest that it was not quite the grand conspiracy that Mr. Boleyn conned, and I use that word conned many people over the past year into believing. It was not a case of Homeland Security and the Anti-Defamation League and me and Chris Petherick, the editor of American Free Press. Christopher Boleyn told various stories as circumstances and audiences changed about who was part of the conspiracy to get him, but I was part of the conspiracy, according to Christopher. In any case, and I was working with Homeland Security and the Anti-Defamation League, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, not to belabor the point. But needless to say, folks, once Christopher was arrested, one of the first things he wrote on the Internet for the world to see was that he was considering, this is long before his trial, just days after he was arrested, Christopher publicly wrote that he was thinking of seeking political asylum in Norway or Switzerland. Those, as you know, folks, are foreign countries. Christopher Boleyn put this out there. Well, of course, he did eventually go to trial and was convicted about 3 weeks ago in the courtroom of Judge Riebman, R-I-E-B-M-A-N, convicted by a jury. At that time, time, the prosecutor moved to have Christopher taken into custody. But the judge, inexplicably, ladies and gentlemen, said that Christopher Blinn didn't appear to be a flight risk. Now, this is a guy whose wife is a foreign citizen, who has family abroad. This is someone who has spent a massive amount of time abroad, even including spending time in Israel, living and working on a commune for three summers in a row, later married to an Israeli woman, who apparently was, according to Christopher Blinn's own claims, was part of Israeli intelligence. This is a guy who traveled constantly over the past 7 years, all over Europe, all over the United States. Usually at the expense of American Free Press, but we also believe probably at somebody else's expense. I personally believe it to be the expense of some intelligence agency, perhaps British intelligence. We don't know. But needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who was very much a flight risk if ever there was one. He's, over the past 7 years, Christopher Blinn spent as little time as possible in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. And yet, the judge declared Christopher was not a flight risk, even though the local prosecutor apparently believed that he was. And lo and behold, folks, Christopher Blinn did not show up for sentencing. According to local news reports in the region, the family has not been seen in the neighborhood in several weeks. This is Christopher and his wife, Helya Brand Caskell, former nude model. They have not been seen in the neighborhood for weeks. So, folks, they flew the coop. They flew the coop, folks. Judge Hyman Reibman allowed them to fly the coop. Now, why did Judge Reibman do that? Reibman, I don't know how he pronounces his name. Why did he do that, ladies and gentlemen? If Christopher Blinn was such a target of Homeland Security and the ADL and the powerful Zionist organizations, why did this judge, this Jewish-American judge, give Christopher Blinn the proverbial get-out-of-jail-free pass? Because that's precisely what he did. He made it possible for Christopher to fly the coop. It's likely that Christopher has left the country, just as he said at the time he was arrested that he was thinking of doing. Now, Hoffman Estates police have said that they have no intentions of trying to seek Mr. Blinn out if he's overseas. So Mr. Blinn has, in fact, gotten away. So that should bring some comfort to those who believe Mr. Blinn and all his claims. But needless to say, it should also raise questions in their minds as to why this Jewish judge gave Christopher the free pass. Frankly, folks, as I say, I thought from the very beginning, even when he was working for American Free Press and friendly to me, and there are many people who can verify this. I never said it to Christopher, of course, but I was pretty much convinced that based upon certain things that I had observed, even during the first hours when I first met Christopher Blinn and his wife in Chicago, there were certain things which led me to believe that he probably was working for some intelligence agency. I was inclined to think the CIA. But then again, other things have come along over the years to lead me to think otherwise. So it seems to me that probably what happened out there in the court in Cook County, Illinois, is that the case proceeded along just as a standard criminal case would. Some irascible cops knocked Christopher down on his front lawn and then arrested him. This was after Christopher himself had called the police in the first place. Bear that in mind, folks. He was the one who invited the police attention. And then when it happened, when violence erupted, he was arrested. So the case proceeded on. And then, after the conviction, after he was actually convicted, the judge let him slide. He let him slip away. I think what happened, folks, was that the judge was informed that Christopher Blinn had friends in high places. Now, even if the judge didn't like Christopher Blinn, even if the judge thought Christopher Blinn was anti-Zionist or anti-Semitic or a Holocaust denier, judges will respond to the higher power. And I think what happened here was that some of Christopher's friends in high places, his secret sponsors behind the scenes, they're the ones, they told the judge, let him go. We're going to get him out of your hair. And I think that's what happened, folks. It's a very strange case, folks. And believe me when I tell you, you haven't even heard the half of it. I could spend hours and hours talking about it. And the only reason I'm spending this amount of time is because so much time was expended on this program over the past year discussing these matters through no responsibility of my own. In fact, you'll recall that the first indications that there was something amiss with Christopher Boleyn, and there are many, many more instances of events and circumstances that validate that concern. It all began right here on this program when Christopher brought on a gentleman named Sam Danner, who turned out to be a colossal fraud. Nice fellow. Real grassroots kind of guy, but a colossal fraud. And, you know, I tell you, it's very interesting. There was a guy in history by the name of Richard Meinertzhagen. He was a European aristocrat with all sorts of connections, a secret agent, a wheeler-dealer behind the scenes, very friendly to the Zionist cause, knew everybody and everything. And, in fact, he was Ian Fleming's model for James Bond. But this Richard Meinertzhagen, he has been revealed to have been a colossal fraud. Very interesting book has been written about him and about his life by Brian Garfield. And it's very interesting. This is how he describes Meinertzhagen. He was an irrepressible yarn spinner, and at first he may have been surprised when people took his narrative seriously, but he matured into a full-blown narcissist. He invented his life as he went along. He became a grand hybrid of heroics and hoaxes. His lies metastasized. They became malignant until in the end it became clear that none of his statements could be taken at face value if they could not be traced back to and confirmed by primary sources that were independent of him and his influence. Isn't that interesting, folks? Because it reminds me so much of Christopher Boleyn. Apparently, a lot of people saw through Meinertzhagen at the time and criticized him, and as Garfield writes, their objections were dismissed as radical and perhaps irresponsible. Some were accused of having axes to grind, but it turns out they were right. Garfield says that Meinertzhagen was a fantasist who perpetrated colossal deceptions. There were astounding gaps between the accepted myths and the realities about Meinertzhagen. His life was a hall of mirror's images in shards. No two were the same and none is complete. Folks, I feel like I'm reading about Christopher Boleyn here. His diaries exposed a man who reveals weaknesses and uncertainty without intending to, a man prowling the shadows between truth and lies with the sinuous stealth of an agent roaming cautiously behind enemy lines in unfamiliar territory, not knowing what cover story he may be called upon to provide, confused, unsure of what is expected of him or what he ought to expect of himself. My God, ladies and gentlemen, this is Christopher Boleyn. His grandiosity of fantasy and behavior, his abnormal need for admiration, and his routine lack of empathy appear to conform to the textbook definition of malignant narcissistic personality disorder, a term that didn't exist for a pattern of behavior that had not been classified during his lifetime. Richard Meinertzhagen. I had never heard of the guy. But apparently he was a very real and very influential figure behind the scenes during the 20th century. And it turns out he was a very charming, very entertaining, and often very accomplished gentleman, but he was a colossal fraud. And that precisely is what Christopher Boleyn has turned out to be, a narcissist. Great need for admiration. We saw how he soaked up the hero worship, a very intimate, almost sensual hero worship of Christopher Boleyn by Daryl Bradford Smith and Queen Esther Hufschmidt. We've read accounts on the internet of rude behavior by Boleyn. We've heard stories of his drunken antics in Venezuela. We've seen how he cut himself off from many friends and people he had been associated with, not only the folks at American Free Press, but 911 hero William Rodriguez, 911 truth-seeking philanthropist Jimmy Walter, 911 widow Ellen Mariani. The list goes on and on. They even attacked Dr. Stephen Jones, who nonetheless still came back and came to Christopher's support. Well, folks, I don't know if we've heard the last of Christopher Boleyn. I'm sure he landed on his feet. He does have all sorts of intrigues in Eastern Europe. One of his associates was trying to pawn off on American Free Press some fantastic story about the survival of the heir to the Tsarist throne and how we should help them reclaim the Tsarist money, and they were going to cut in American Free Press if we publicized their story. That was one of the frauds that Boleyn was trying to pass off on us. And, you know, that the old legends about the survival of the Tsar. If you look into that, folks, you will find that, in fact, there's been a lot of CIA intrigue involved there. It's been one of the cover stories CIA has used to plant people in various places posing as journalists and truth seekers. So I think that's what we had with Christopher Boleyn. And when he was told to cut and run, that's what he did, and he had the help of a judge who gave him the time to do it. That judge could have ordered Boleyn right into custody. He knew he was a flight risk, but yet he let him go. All right, that's all about that. We have one caller aboard here, folks, who's been waiting patiently, and I'm just going to go ahead and bring him up here before we go to this break. It's Mike from Illinois.
Michael Collins Piper, how you doing?
How are you doing? Thank you for your patience. I took a little bit longer than I intended to discuss that, and I'm moving a little slow tonight. I'm not feeling the best, but needless to say, I'm alive and awake. So you called me, Mike. What's going on?
Well, I heard you talking about 20% of Israelis, how they got a negative approval rating of the United States.
Isn't that interesting?
it blows your mind, considering the $1.4 trillion we've given them in the past 30 years, and, you know, they owe their survival to us. But I'm not that surprised, because I've been listening to an Israeli talk radio station from broadcasting from Israel over the Internet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it's got a right-wing bent to it. And, you know, they have these public service announcements during their commercial breaks, where this last one they had they gave the White House comment line so people would call in and request the release of Jonathan Pollard because according to them, similar spies that have done the same thing, you know, as Jonathan Pollard has, have only gotten 1 to 4 years in jail, according to this public service announcement. And that's is that a bald-faced lie, or are they, like, twisting some legal technicality?
I would tend to think it's the latter. They're twisting some legal technicality somewhere because, you know, even many, many American officials who were otherwise friendly to Israel say that Jonathan Pollard's crimes were so monstrous and so monumental that we'll never know the extent of the damage.
Right,
Mike, hang on for the break here. We just have this final 5 minutes. You can come aboard when we come back from the break. Thanks for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you haven't gone to sleep. I'm looking forward to doing that myself.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are wrapping up this hour, and just to remind you, tomorrow night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I should say, everything will be a rebroadcast here on RBN because RBN is relocating its broadcast studio. So please be patient. I will be back here Monday night. But Friday night, if you happen to tune in, you will be hearing a rebroadcast. So I hope it's a good rebroadcast, and I hope we had fun that night that's going to be rebroadcast. Anyway, we have Mike from Illinois aboard here with us. Mike, we were talking about our friends in Israel and their demands that Jonathan Pollard be released because he's such a good egg.
That's right. Yeah, and they also, listening to them, I often hear a negative tone from them towards the United States. I mean, you got to keep in mind this is a pretty right-wing radio station. They refer to the West Bank, or is it Gaza, I forget which, but as they refer to it as Judea and Samaria.
Okay.
They won't even acknowledge, you know, the official, you know, Palestinian name of it. But they also said, what were they saying, that the United States kept secrets from Israel regarding Arab chemical and biological weapons. You know, the CIA was keeping it from Israel, and how dare they? I mean, it just...
You know what's interesting about this, Mike, and you point out this probably, these are probably... very religiously Orthodox Jews. They are the ones who tend to be the most hard-line right-wing, so to speak. And it's right. Kind of interesting because so many American Christian supporters of Israel who love Israel and who just worship the state of Israel and worship the Jewish people rather than, of course, worshiping Jesus Christ, they would perceive those religiously orthodox Jews who are the hardliners, they would perceive them to be the ones who they would expect to be most friendly to the United States.
Right.
Isn't it amazing? You know, see, there are so many paradoxes in the whole U.S.-Israeli relationship and within Israel itself that nothing is ever as it seems. What you would expect to be is not. I mean, it's a, you know, and you coming from the background that you come from, you probably have, and of course, I recall you're of Iranian background, you probably have as much trouble sorting it out as some good little homegrown American like me. And yeah. And I have a little bit more knowledge on the subject than most people. And yet, I still can't figure it out myself.
Yeah, it's well, the reason why, you know, you have these inconsistencies and these, you know, paradoxes is because these are the fruits of a illegitimate and sinister relationship. I mean,
absolutely. Good for you. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when there is no natural, legitimate, you know, self-interest or ally relationship there with when there is with other countries, there is no interest for the United States in supporting Israel when the only reason we support it is corruption and Jewish, powerful Jewish Americans forcing us to. There are going to be cracks. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You put your finger right on it there, and that's so true. And then take that to a further step and realize that the state of Israel itself was founded on lies and is illegitimate. So how can you expect anything to be true?
That's right.
It's all, dare I say, to repeat something I said earlier, a colossal fraud.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Couldn't bring up our other caller here this evening. I ranted and raved a little bit too long, but this is my farewell for the weekend. I hope you have a good one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be very busy. And it'll be a nice take a break tomorrow night. So you have a good weekend. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right out of Rhode Island.